Watch, passengers on Texas flight zip tie and duct tape man to his seat after he becomes disruptive. By Lowell Coffee Law on September 5, 2026. Resourceful passengers subdued a disruptive passenger on an American Airlines flight late Thursday by using zip ties and duct tape to restrain the raging man in his seat. The flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Newark had to make an unexpected stop in Baltimore to remove the man from the airliner, who allegedly was posing a risk to others on the plane, news outlets were reporting Saturday. Witnesses Juan Mejia, a retired law enforcement officer, and Richard Olenek told news outlets the chaos unfolded about 2 hours into the flight. "Just like a light switch, all of a sudden, it went from quiet to yelling and chaos," Mejia told CBS News. "I turned around to look, and the poor gentleman that was sitting next to him in the aisle seat, the individual had his hands around his neck and was, like, assaulting him." Mejia and Olenek, who were sitting two rows in front of the man, say they rushed to the innocent passenger's aid and restrained the assailant, eventually using the duct tape and zip ties provided by flight attendants. Olenek shared a photo, first published on TMZ, that shows the man secured with tape around his wrists, torso and head, firmly restricting him to his seat. A video also shows passengers trying to calm the man before he ends up being restrained. A black flight attendant reportedly tried to initially calm the man, who appeared drunk, when he started yelling at his fellow passenger, TMZ reported. The disruptive passenger then allegedly exploded in profanity and racial and homophobic slurs. The flight continued on to Newark after law enforcement took the man off the flight. "The safety and security of our customers and team members is our top priority, and we do not tolerate violence. We thank our team members for their professionalism and our customers for their understanding," American Airlines said in a statement. The FBI told CBS News that the passenger is in custody on state charges, but agents are investigating. The FBI is currently conducting interviews to gather the facts and will consult with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland to determine if federal charges will be filed, the statement said. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.